In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Welcome to another episode of Gold Diggers. Please do follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Gold Diggers and on Instagram at Gold Diggers UK _. Okay, let's start.
Oh, hi, Brianna at Shackard.
Julie at _JRosada.
Brie at Brie Blue.
Tima at Teams _GH.
Beatrice at Bookie _Beatrice.
And Shy at Shy Carter. So no place better to start than the Theatre of Dreams and their ridiculous club. Beatrice, 2 losses, 7 goals conceded against arguably 2 historic rivals in the Premier League. How do you sum up Manchester United's week and a half?
Crap. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. Personally, I didn't watch any minute of those shit shows. Like, I didn't watch anything because I'm prioritising myself. But like, I knew we were gonna lose, so it's like, we're not, Bruno said it earlier, we're not playing for anything. And I think, was it Paul Scholes that alluded to the fact that the dressing room is a mess? So at this point, we just need new management, new players, and we need a new season, because this season is done as far as I'm concerned, and I'm not gonna waste my time watching this club. I'm really here for vibes. I'm here to, you know, support you guys in your endeavours. But the season's done for me.
But at the point in which you came to the Emirates, 12:30 on Saturday, you were still in contention for the top four with a win.
Yeah.
So were you really fighting for nothing if the top four was still attainable at that point?
It was still attainable mathematically, but the players but the players have called it a day. Like, they're really there. They're not, I just don't think they even believe in themselves. So if the players themselves don't believe that they can win, then what's the point?
I find it funny because I remember an episode a couple months ago.
A lot has happened.
You said if it's mathematically still attainable, we should fight for it.
Yeah, we should fight for it, but I'm not seeing the fight.
Okay.
So it's like me trying to, I can't motivate the team from where I'm sitting. So if I'm seeing fight, then I'll be like, okay, there's still hope. But at this point, there's zero hope. There's zero hope. I'm not going to do that to myself. If I don't see fight in the players, then that's it. There's nothing to fight for.
So the season's over.
Yeah, 100%. It's over.
Go again next year.
I don't know about that. We'll have to see. It really depends on who we recruit. We have so many players going out the door. Sorry,
Roberts scored.
We have so many players going out the door that it just depends on who we bring in. Like, if we can bring in 7 players, that's literally, we need at least 7 players, then maybe. But if that doesn't happen, then the next season's going to be just as bad.
Talking about bad seasons, United, Pogba has confirmed that he's leaving Old Trafford on a free again. How do you feel about
this? this has been a long time coming. Like, he's wanted to leave the club for the last two and a half years, maybe three. And the way our recruitment is set up, like, you either have to force your way out or you run down your contract. Like, there's kind of no in between anymore. So this was coming. We always knew it was coming. And I wish him all the best, honestly. He suffered at our club. Yeah. So he deserves happiness somewhere else. And that's okay. Like, I support him.
I genuinely feel sorry for Pogba because he hasn't had the greatest spell at United.
Yeah.
It's almost like he wasted his best years at the club.
Yeah.
So I think it's for his own good that he's leaving.
Yeah, 100%. I know, I agree. I agree. Like, that's the truth.
How do you sum up his United career?
I think, Timo, you need to focus on yourself. I think, even with how bad United have been in the entire time, no one can deny that Pogba is still a talented player. And he has shown at certain moments that he still has that talent. It's not like his talent disappeared. It didn't. It's just the team that he's in is not a conducive environment to showcase his best, almost. So I think overall his season has been average. His time at United has been very average.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been awful. It hasn't been extremely good. It's just been average. And yeah.
Bri and Julie, do you remember when they told Henri, watch out when you have 7 assists in 3 games?
That's why I'm smiling.
Shameless.
Everything about this, I'm sorry, is so funny. Especially because I remember as soon as Ozil left, like, United fans, there was, you know, that sort of weird argument everyone had where they were like, who has had like a bigger that impact season, on the Premier League, Pogba or Ozil? And everyone was like, Pogba, obviously Pogba. Look, sorry, he might very
well. Yeah, I didn't
say
that. The other people
I just feel like, you know, Pogba obviously has shown that he's a great player, but I just feel like the really great players, even Bruno has managed to carry United to something. Like, Pogba, with all the talent
he's
that
he's not respected in the slightest.
To what?
A lot of people will disagree with you.
No, I mean, like, carry that. Take them by the scruff of the neck and carry them through a game. Not to a win. Oh, okay. Like, do you understand what I'm saying? Not to a title. And I just feel like we've seen very few instances where Pogba's done that, like, for such a good player. Like, and you can't... It was every season, we need this person to unlock him. We need this person to unlock him as if he's Yale lock or something. I don't know. Like,
I don't think Pogba's the type of player that will take the team and take us to a win or whatever. I've never expected him to be that type of player.
But he has taken you.
He's done it. He's done it in the Man City.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying, like, he's never been that main star that's going to win us the league. Like, that's never been...
But who's been the main star for United?
We have none.
So
we don't have any.
So why would you pay so much for a player that you don't think is going to be a main star for your club?
We paid similar amounts for Maguire. At this point, we do things... honestly, we do things that don't make sense.
Yeah, but you don't buy centre-back to be a main star, to be fair. Like, for
example,
Liverpool paid a lot.
We paid the money for him.
Right, but the sort of consensus when he came was like, Pogba, big player, big guy. Like, he's come in to bring United something.
Do you know do you know the moment that I knew that Pogba wasn't going to do anything at Manchester United? When him and Lukaku were in LA, like, high-fiving each other. Oh my gosh, we made it at Man United. I was like...
What does that have to do with...
No, but I knew at that point both of them were going to flop because no big signing will go on holiday with another big signing and be like, you know, with their American, like, accents. Yeah, like...
But Lukaku was also in New York with his American accent. Now he's a Chelsea employee.
Yeah.
So Lukaku was always going to be shit.
Lukaku, that's his personality. He did it before he went
to
Inter.
What I'm saying is, when they were together on holiday, high-fiving each other, talking about how they're going to ball.
At that time, let's add some context. At that time, the whole United was hyping up the project. Mourinho was coming. All these players were coming. It was a whole project. It wasn't just about Pogba. It was about the manager coming to take us to glory. It was about so many things. None of that happened.
The Pogba was the main character.
Yeah, no,
though.
Pogba, I remember that campaign for Pogba.
Yeah.
I swear he did a thing
Stormzy.
With Stormzy.
Adidas.
Yeah.
He's one of the biggest players we've had in a long time. Wow. At the time, he was.
When you think of the hype back then, I really thought Pogba was going to come and really make his mark in the league.
We also thought Mourinho was going to come and win us the league.
You shouldn't have thought that.
No, but I'm saying, but that was the hype around him. Like, we've hyped our team so many times and we failed every single time.
Yeah, I think Man United was probably Mourinho's first project where his tactics didn't work.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Spurs.
Spurs was already finished by then.
But yeah, that was his. So a lot of people expected him with these new players, with these star signings to win us the league. That didn't happen. Like, we've had so many expectations of our club and we haven't lived up to any of them. That's the truth. Yeah. Like, we haven't been amazing. Even times when we've come second, whatever, we still haven't been that good. We still haven't been impressed with our club. Yeah, like, our issues are very deep. It goes beyond any one player, any one manager. So at this point, anyone that is trying to drag United out of what we are now, that person is, quite frankly, will have to be God himself. Because
speaking of dragging United out of where they are now, Erik ten Hag confirmed to be the next Manchester United boss.
I think this is the first time that I've been very uninterested in a managerial signing.
Whoa. Why?
Because we've had so many managers over the last 7 years. Like,
you're like us now.
But at least you guys actually have some type of success. Shanta, whereas us, if you're doing the same thing over and over again, i.e. getting new managers over and over again, and there's no improvement, or we take two steps forward and then take three back, then it becomes hard for me as a fan to have hope.
But surely with employing Ten Hag, Wreck-It Ralph doing his job that he was hired to do, you're going somewhere. No? He's identified 8-9 players ain't good enough for United. They need to be moved on. He moves upstairs next season to become your technical director.
Unless I see those 8-9 players replaced, then as far as I'm concerned, we're not doing enough.
But that's not going to take one window. That's going to take several windows.
Yeah. Seven.
We have the money to do it.
We have the money, though.
If we were serious, we have the money and we could do it.
But it's about moving on those players as well.
Yes. No. A lot of players are leaving because their contracts run out this year.
Most of them are on free.
Pogba, Matic.
He's said he's leaving. 1-0. Anyway.
Matic, what's his face?
You guys ruined Matic him, man.
Mata's leaving.
No, Matic was only
Lingard's leaving.
Matic that was at Chelsea.
Really and Cavani's leaving. Five. Ronaldo's leaving.
Ronaldo leaving as well?
I feel like he's going to leave.
Let's be real. Does Ronaldo want to play in the contract?
I don't think he wants to stay here.
Will they let him go? I thought it was a 2-year contract.
Yeah, who's going to pay him that money?
At the end of the day, if Ronaldo wants to leave, he'll find a way. Yeah. You think we're going to stop you and Ronaldo? How? If he wants to leave, he will. It just depends on him.
Speaking on top of Ronaldo, I was surprised to find out yesterday he scored 21 goals for United.
Yeah,
that's actually still good.
Why do you think they're sit for wherever they are? Who else is scoring goals?
No, I said he's the highest goal scorer. But that has nothing to do with anything.
Outside of the top,
because you're not the highest goal scorer. How
Bruno Fernandes hasn't scored 25 goals. Bruno Fernandes has scored 25 goals. So somebody has to make the 20s.
No,
and
but
that
I'm saying
is,
that doesn't make any sense. And that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't support your argument.
There was no argument. I'm just saying. Just said someone had to score 21 goals, sorry.
I said he's...
And it's not Bruno Fernandes. So I'm just saying that it had to be Ronaldo.
Okay,
let's get back on track. So, Beatrice.
Yeah.
How many players in this current squad are not replaceable to you?
Everyone's replaceable.
So you scrap the whole squad?
I've said this before.
No untouchables?
No. Sancho? I wouldn't say he's untouchable.
I saw something fun, actually, on Twitter about Sancho. Dan James has scored more goals and assisted more than him.
Hey!
Oh, God. Dan James.
That doesn't make Dan James better.
How the tables turn.
Wow. That doesn't make Dan James better.
Of course it doesn't, but I just think it's funny considering the cost and you shifted
if
Dan James.
If Dan James was in our squad playing every match, he wouldn't have scored as many as he has now in the team he is now.
I mean, maybe not. It's still funny.
Because
you know what cracks me up about the whole Sancho situation? It's the fact that Man United were chasing this player for two years only to get him, not really using to his best of his abilities. And now you guys are just here.
I think what ruined our season, and I've said it before, is just bringing Ronaldo in. That threw it off completely. So
he scored 21 goals.
It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter. Because the prior seasons, when we weren't, you know, so focused and central on one player, everyone was contributing so much more.
But your other striker, when's the last time he kicked the ball for
that one? Work? That one's not serious. I don't even know where he is.
So if
he rumor has it, he's watched more MMA fights than appearances for Man United this season.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Shame.
No, like, if you didn't have Ronaldo, I know you're saying Ronaldo's like unbalanced you guys and stuff, but
big time.
So you think that overall as a team you would have scored more goals without Ronaldo, or one single player would have scored more goals than Ronaldo?
I'm saying as a team we would have scored more goals. Yeah.
But you didn't play well as a team last season either.
We play so much better than now.
Do you think you would be better than now? It's just a gap.
So Bruno Hero.
Again,
ball.
What I'm hearing is Ollie Ball wasn't the problem then.
Ollie at the wheel.
Ollie didn't really have an Ollie Ball. Ollie Ball is not.
Of course he did. Counter attacking on the break, Rashford in behind, Bruno in behind. That's how United got their success.
Good vibes.
Now you're trying to play football, everything's a disaster.
Free run.
But then again, we're also trying to rely on one man up front, whereas those times last season we weren't.
You were relying on Bruno.
So you weren't relying on Bruno.
25 goals this season.
Bruno was contributing, of course, but it was other people scoring.
Just a question. So if Ronaldo isn't in your team, mm-hmm. are you saying that Man United would be up there in terms of securing that fourth spot?
I'm saying we would have played much better than we are now.
This is not making sense. I'm so sorry. It's not adding up.
Why not?
Let's look at the facts here, right? Mm-hmm. Rashford's form is in the bin. Mm-hmm. He was a big key part of your success. Guys hadn't played with a broken back and a broken ankle carrying your team.
But look at it this way.
Bruno stopped getting penalties. Now everyone realised he's shit.
Okay, but look
at
it
this
way.
So how's that
Ronaldo's? No. Look at it this way. Rashford isn't... He doesn't fit into the way we're playing now. Because it doesn't work anymore. Rashford almost... Like, we let go of Martial, which is a...
Who still hasn't scored for Sevilla, by the way.
I know, but I'm saying...
One goal. He just scored one goal.
I'm trying to articulate this properly.
He hasn't scored one. Sorry. I'm going to let you get back.
I don't know. I don't watch
him. He hasn't scored one goal. So what's he over there doing?
I don't watch him.
He's Yeah, but he's been there for...
He hasn't been there for that long.
He's been there since January. I would expect at least one goal.
I don't watch him. I don't watch him. Wow. If I don't know what's going on.
So
I
the Man United disease has spread across Europe.
Wow. Okay.
Does he get played?
Yeah, he came off injured their last game against, I think it was Real Madrid, in the 3-2 defeat.
Fair enough. Nice. Anyway, what was I trying to say? I was trying to say, mm-hmm. prior to Ronaldo coming in, Rashford was one of our main guys. And not that the team centred around him, because it didn't, but he was a key part of our attacking three. Whereas this season, he's never been that. He's never been that. We've rotated so much in the front three that we don't actually know who works best with each other almost. We just don't. Ronaldo is the main guy and that's it. Whoever's behind him has to play.
I agree. But this is also why I said that Ralph doing switcheroo every week is a bad idea. And he said he wasn't doing switcheroo every week.
He wasn't. I'm saying over the course of the season, we have changed so many times. Perfect. At this point, we are kind of still playing the same.
Do you think that Rashford has been dropped because of his performances, or his performances are because you guys aren't playing to cater to him? Because
I think he's not even played consistently in a way that we could even see if, you know, it's his form, if that makes sense. Because if he plays bad, he gets dropped. And then, so there's not been any consistency in the way he's even played. So, of course, he looks bad. It could be because of form. It could be because he's not played consistently. We don't actually know because we haven't.
Let's call a spade here. United fans had Rashford play with a broken back and a broken ankle for the
entire
season.
Not United fans, the club.
Ollie, whoever, fans, you guys didn't care. You guys were cheering him on.
No, we were concerned
broken,
about Rashford. For real
broken
time.
Ankle. All of a sudden, he's now taking a bit longer to recover from what he's done.
We don't know if it's about recovery or we just don't know.
But since he's come back, he hasn't looked the same. So, of course, it's linked with the fact that he was playing with a broken back.
No, but he hasn't looked the same, but we haven't played him consistently for him to even get into the thick of things. Does that make sense? So there could be several factors. We can't actually pinpoint which one it is. Because...
And it starts with the fact that he was playing with a broken back.
Why do you say broken back?
Because his back was broken.
Okay, his shoulder.
It was his back.
They didn't like... So, Beatrice, for you, do you give Rashford another season or do you sell him in the summer?
I wouldn't sell Rashford.
You wouldn't?
No. I thought you said there was no untouchables.
He's not untouchable, but I wouldn't sell him. I wouldn't sell him. Rashford's a United boy, man. It just wouldn't feel right.
I feel like at some point in his career he's going to end up at Arsenal.
How would he do that?
No, seriously.
Why would he do that?
I feel like at some point in his career he'll end up at Arsenal.
We don't do kick and run ballers.
We
don't do kick and run ballers. What's a kick and run? You know, in school, when you kick the ball, you just chase after it. That's how Rashford plays football.
It was worth it.
It's just it's the truth.
It was working.
Have you seen Rashford in tight spaces? Oh my God, God forbid. Anyways, let's move on. Let's look ahead. Let's get the other ladies involved. Thursday, Old Trafford, under the lights. Thomas Tuchel comes to Old Trafford with Chelsea. Chelsea haven't won at Old Trafford since the 14-15 season. Team Mbri, how do you see that going? Routine 3 points, or are you guys going to do charity FC where you give United confidence again?
Do you want to take this or do you want me to? I think Chelsea are much better away from home. And that's where the positives stop. I wouldn't be surprised if Chelsea lose or draw that game.
So you're not confident?
Nah.
Why?
You seen Chelsea play the last couple games?
Have you seen us?
Nah, trust me. That you see that 25-minute period that you had against Arsenal?
I didn't see it.
Okay, she didn't watch it.
Basically, Man United had a good period in the second half, some of the first half. If that is against Chelsea, Chelsea concede 2 goals.
Okay, but we'll concede 3 back.
From where? We don't score goals.
From where? 65 minutes.
It's not hard to score goals against us.
It's very hard for us to score goals. It.
I must say, if we don't score against United, considering how bad they are on Thursday, we're really down bad.
Yeah. There's no excuse not to score.
I don't think Chelsea are going to win that game.
Team is doing damage limitation.
Literally. I'm not doing damage. I genuinely.
It's very embarrassing.
You know what? I agree with you to a certain extent. I'm not confident going into that game thinking that we're going to easily snatch 3 points. However, I see it being. Have you seen how we played even today? Oh
my God. Guys, you're not deep in it. If a club that is on the brink of relegation can do it, what's your excuse?
Our players are.
What?
They didn't. I think in terms of
written in the stars for Lukaku to return and score.
Absolutely not.
Lukaku shouldn't play.
I saw that guy live last week, and his
team. Well, now you're seeing what we're saying.
Yeah.
No,
the
whole time.
First of all, all I was saying, I will maintain that I just gave a nuanced argument.
It wasn't nuanced.
No.
It wasn't nuanced.
A, B, but seeing Lukaku live, wow.
So this now is, your eyes are
it's
open.
So funny because we were saying at United he didn't move. He didn't move.
Lukaku doesn't move. Remember when Anita sat here and she said everybody was shouting Lukaku.
And that is why other players in your squad, even if they're bad or worse than him in terms of talent, they will still get better chances because they move more.
Lukaku doesn't move. Remember what Faye said?
He moved today to get the penalty, no?
Oh, me.
His signature.
Yeah. I think the thing is, if his movement was better, it wouldn't have actually been a goal instead of a penalty, but because certain unforeseen circumstances or foreseen circumstances, he can't move quickly. So that enabled the defender to come and try and stop him and grab him and bring him down. If that's Havertz, that's
heartbreak
the goal.
Affecting his movement.
No, you know what? He's added weight. He needs to bring that nutritionist back.
It's not heartbreak because he's been like this. Even at United, so it's not heartbreaking.
It's not because
have you noticed
too.
That he's added weight again? That's why
I said unforeseen circumstances.
But it's like he can't or he won't. Because, like, for example, not to make it about Arsenal, but like with Laka, he can't move.
Yeah, he can't.
But is it with like...
Oh, Lukaku can move.
But he just doesn't.
He's chosen not to.
Okay, that's what I
thought.
It's
part of his game.
That's what I thought.
Like, he can actually run and stuff.
What Lukaku wants is to just stand there and the ball can just be there. He doesn't go after it. That's his problem. And that's exactly why he went to Sky Italy and said, yeah, they don't play football, man. How the fuck are we going to play football, man? You can't even score. You know what
the problem is? The problem is as well that he knows that if he moves, because of unforeseen circumstances, he isn't going to get the ball. You understand?
No, team, I disagree, because I remember particularly, I can't remember who we were playing, but at United, there was one time Lukaku got the ball and started sprinting. And I was like,
that's against us.
Excuse me?
I actually think that was against us.
Why? He can actually run. I'm telling you, he chooses not to.
No, but
he can, even with his weight, he can still run.
But like, think about it, like, if you're moving and you've got obstacles in front of you, like, it's going to be actually quite hard. Like, because obviously you run with your arms.
Yeah.
So imagine you've got something in front. No, it's going to make it harder. Like, he isn't. Listen, Romelu, I actually love you, man, but please.
But okay, movement doesn't have to include running. It could just be in terms of your positioning, mm-hmm. anticipating that the ball could come into this space, all of that stuff.
Like Cavani.
Like, exactly. Even Ronaldo, he's not quick, but he can move a little bit better.
He's way quicker than
Lukaku. Lukaku's not slow. He's actually, I'm telling you, he's not slow. That man is lazy.
Have you forgotten about Timberland boots? But Lukaku.
Okay, but he could. Do you remember when he was remember when he was leaving United and he leaked everyone's stats in terms of the running? He was literally the fastest guy.
I'm shocked.
I'm telling you guys, he can run. Don't be deceived. He was probably leaking the stats. Like, yeah, I'm the fastest in the. Don't get it.
So back to your question. The answer is I'm not confident Chelsea are going to go there and win now.
Even against the worst defence in the top six, or top six club.
The problem is your Chelsea players, I feel like they think that top four is secure, third is secure. They're kind of really focusing on that.
So are you saying third's not secure?
No, not yet. Not yet.
You don't think it's secure?
Not yet.
Who's coming to take
it? I think top four is.
Who's coming to take it?
No, maybe no, Timar. Top three,
I've had spot is secure. Listen, Brie, like, I've had to defend you against you saying at the beginning of the season Chelsea are going to win the league, which
why
I didn't say. I am not going to defend you if Chelsea don't finish third.
Is this what we're doing to each other now? Why are you bringing that up?
Just saying, it's going to be brought
why
up later,
innit?
It's going to be brought up later, innit?
You don't have to bring that up.
I'm just getting you prepared for the battle that's happening later.
You don't have to do that to me.
Sorry.
So, Beatrice, do you think you have what it takes to beat Chelsea? I would say number 25 for you guys. He's looked a bit decent in the last two appearances that he's had. A bit of shimmy here, shimmy there.
I personally haven't seen it, so can't really, you know, confirm or deny that one. But I think if Chelsea, I mean, it's not like I'm going to be watching, but if I don't see that the final score is that Chelsea's won, you lot are really
embarrassing.
Beatrice,
you're really over United, isn't it?
The season's done. Why am I watching this?
You sound so defeated.
I'm not even defeated. It's just I've accepted it for what it is. I can't fight people that don't want to fight for themselves. I don't have time. If you don't win, that's incredibly embarrassing because I expect you to.
Yeah.
I actually expect you to win. I don't think there should be any excuses and you shouldn't make any for your team.
I think United bounced back after two back-to-back defeats. Surely they can't go three in a row.
We'll shock you. We've beaten every record that we held or whatever.
You know what the issue is, yeah? A part of me would like to say that we're going to go to Old Trafford and actually beat United. But we're always that team within the top six that when our rival has a bad spell, we're the ones that give them the confidence back, e.g. Arsenal.
Mm.
So I won't be surprised... Huh?
So we do it to
you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We do it to the lower clubs.
Yeah, same. we gave the lower clubs.
We're always the ones that do it to the top club, like our main rivals, where, for instance, I wouldn't be surprised if you guys just beat us randomly. Like, it was just, yeah.
I would. I'll be very surprised.
Okay, let's move on. Chelsea. Two back-to-back losses at home. Actually, let's start. Does your home form under Thomas Tuchel concern you? Given what Jose Mourinho made Stamford Bridge to be, it was a tough place to go and collect points. I think Tuchel has a lower win percentage at home than Frank Lampard.
Times have changed. Like, it's not the same anymore.
Also, we've had... there's been unforeseen circumstances.
What are these circumstances?
We've been sanctioned. Like, even now, like, we can't fill out our grounds. So yeah,
because it's season ticket holders only.
Yeah.
Does
that have? Are you saying that has an effect?
Yeah,
on
of course it does. Yeah. Of course it does. Yeah.
And the last 2 years, like COVID as well, like not having our fans in the stadium.
Origi goal.
So it's 2-0 now.
Yep.
Wow. Sorry, Marvel.
Fair enough.
Fat Frank going down.
Wait, why are we counting COVID? You guys aren't the only ones that can fill your stadium. Was.
Anyway, I'm gonna get back to my point. Yeah, so we, like, this season, like, obviously with the sanctions and the sale of the club, yeah, it's not great. Our home form hasn't been great.
Just to put out there, lower win percentage than Frank Lampard at home.
Yeah, okay, but he's okay, fine, yeah. But he's a much better manager.
He is.
By far, like, there was not even any comparison.
No.
I don't disagree with you. Continue.
That was it. That's my point.
So just sanctions the reason why Chelsea's home form.
I don't think it's just sanctions. I just think we seem to be much better away. Even, yeah, across the season, we just seem to perform better in another stadium. I think that next season they need to address that. It needs to be addressed. Because you can't, if you're going to have aspirations to be the best team in England, you have to have a fortress at home. You can't be leaking goals like we have.
What do you make of his comments about the pitch being too narrow to play his style of football?
The ground, so the plot of land Stamford Bridge is on is very tight. So unless you're knocking down that stadium and building another pitch, like how much wider are you going to make it? And actually, Thomas Tuchel, you've been here 15 months. Like, adapt to play in your own stadium. Like, who else is going to be adapting to play there?
But I'm sure Dortmund got one of the more narrow pitches in European football as well. Their fans are as close as they can be to the pitch now.
I don't know if that means the pitch is small.
They got one of the smaller pitches in European football, definitely. So that excuse.
It's not an excuse. Like, you can't run with that. Like, you've been there long enough now.
It's a good excuse, I think.
No, you know what's funny? I feel like you use, go away, bitches. I feel like you use that excuse rather than actually slating the players. Like, if it was Mourinho, he would have thrown everyone under the bus. Mm. That's what I miss him.
Everybody gonna die.
Literally.
Okay, so Dortmund's is 105 by 68, and Chelsea's is 103 by 67. It's not much difference between the two. So if you could play your football at Dortmund, why can't you play your football at Chelsea?
I'm not gonna lie, that was such a silly comment to make. Not a silly comment, but it was just a silly excuse. I feel like the manager's stressed. You can literally see he's not even shaving his beard.
My man's going through a divorce.
The club is getting sold.
Really?
Yeah. He's getting divorced.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's going through it.
He's going through it.
Thomas Tuchel. What do you do? He's going through a divorce.
He's getting divorced.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know.
Okay. He's going through a lot of stress. And the players are making silly errors. Don't even get me started on Saar, because I'll be here until... Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Let's talk about it. So, two back-to-back home defeats. West Ham today. A very... How does someone Chelsea's performance?
It couldn't be bothered.
Very lazy performance from Chelsea.
There was literally like a lack of urgency. Like, we were so slow and so boring to watch. It's almost like it was only in the 60th minute that everyone just ran and you woke up and said, oh my God, we're playing football, we need 3 points.
Yeah.
But for the first 60 minutes, it was just terrible. Like,
even the crowd were terrible as well.
Everything was terrible.
There was nothing
to cheer on at that point.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, the crowd, like, give energy. Like, you guys are season ticket holders. I see on Twitter all the time, it's the tourists that come to Stamford Bridge that make the atmosphere crap. You guys are season ticket holders. How are you not making any noise? I could literally go there and study for whatever test I have coming up. How do you not make any noise? You're season ticket holders. You say that you guys talk about how you're passionate about the club and you create noise and you've got the Matthew Harden stand. Nothing. Nothing.
Can I ask a question quickly? What's the demographic? Are they older, the season ticket holders, on average?
I don't know.
When you say older, though, like, what do you mean? Like,
in terms of age, like, I wouldn't expect, like, older people to be shouting and screaming. Do you know what I mean?
They were shouting and screaming in the 80s. Like, they can shout and scream now. it was awful. Like, there was no... I feel like the whole thing was just flat. The energy was flat. The atmosphere was flat. Even Thomas Tuchel, I didn't really see him on the sidelines.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Do you feel like the effort that you guys gave in the burnabout after seeing your team go out, that the players were just like, yeah, season's over here?
No, because we beat Crystal Palace after that. Like, it's not an excuse. It's not an excuse, man.
Since the Real Madrid game, we haven't given the same energy in our games.
I just think the Chelsea players, as I said, think it's all done and dusted and they're concentrating on FA Cup final.
I hear it, though.
Yeah,
hear it.
You don't
want to
lose another final.
What are we fighting? Like, literally, here in the Prem, like, obviously we're not going to win it. I've accepted that. But
mathematically.
But I hear it at the same time. It's like, what are we actually fighting for? Like,
they
we're
need
just going through shit this season.
They need to make sure that they secure third and the cup final. I think
third is secured.
Okay. But I think Chelsea's still got a few tricky fixtures coming up, I think, in my personal opinion.
What are your fixtures?
So we've got Man United, then we've got Everton, then we've got Leicester, I believe.
You're calling these tricky?
They're tricky.
No.
What has brought this humility?
This does not make sense.
You're speaking for yourself, because I think our tricky fixtures are behind us now, which is like the Liverpools.
Did you see the way that we've played?
Because we're shit.
And you don't think that
doesn't mean that fixtures
are tricky.
That means
if
you
West
guys
Ham
are
went
poor,
full strength
poor.
Yesterday.
We
would have been.
Yeah, I think if we had the same West Ham,
West Ham's
that
we a tricky game.
In, was it November, December? Yeah. We would have lost.
But this is why I'm saying that that's why our form is making those fixtures tricky. If Chelsea are full throttle,
but on paper,
fine.
Those fixtures shouldn't be tricky though.
Yeah, but our form right now is terrible.
But those teams are shit.
Jorginho today. Oh my gosh, my guy was passing sideways.
I swear this is
backwards,
your guy.
Sideways, backwards. And that penalty.
Speaking of Jorginho, actually.
Do you remember what
that penalty? Can we talk about it? Like, he passed the ball to Fabianski's hand. It wasn't left or right or centre. It wasn't going anywhere. At that point, did you think, yeah, this is ending 0-0?
Yeah, I also think that. I was saying to you guys before we recorded, I think he's got PTSD from Italy not making it to the World Cup, because he's not been the same player since Italy went out to North Macedonia, or he missed those penalties. I think Jorginho does something psychologically not right. I think that penalty was so bad. And I just don't know. I think for me now, if there's another penalty, he should be going.
I don't know which one was worse, Kepa's or Jorginho's.
No, Kepa's on the side.
Kepa took a goal kick in a cup final. He was doing a goal kick. That's definitely worse.
Kepa has an excuse because
he's a goalkeeper. That's what I'm saying.
Number three Ballon d'Or winner should not be putting in penalties like that, in my opinion.
Completely. I can't defend him.
No, exactly. Yeah, we were shit today, but I think with those fixtures, we should be able to get. Well, how many games have we got left now? Is it three or four?
You guys got six. Yeah, you guys have game in hand.
It's fine
because of the FA Cup final. Oh, I mean, FA Cup semi final. Yes, your game in hand is United.
Fixtures?
You've got United,
Everton,
Leicester.
I think Leicester, Leeds, Wolves. Not Wolves, Watford. There's another game in there.
Right, let me get up for you guys.
Another game.
So United go to United. Mm. Chelsea go to Old Trafford, Goodison, home to Wolves, away at Ellen Road, home to Leicester, and then home to Wolves in the last game.
I can't lie, with those fixtures, like, we have top
four. We only need two more wins, no? To secure top four.
To secure top four, two more wins.
Third spot. No. We're not getting dragged into that race down there.
The only thing that will stop Chelsea not getting dragged is that, no offence, I think the teams behind us have the ability to drop more points than us.
We shouldn't depend on that, though.
I think we might have to.
No, we're better than that.
Not according to last two fixtures.
So you agree, then, that you're closer to Arsenal than Liverpool?
No, I don't agree.
I think that...
You're closer to Arsenal than Liverpool.
I don't
agree. As in terms of what? But in terms of what?
I don't know. I haven't really thrown any caveats on there, but you're not very confident.
I think Chelsea are in the middle. Like, I don't think they're as close...
Middle of what, though?
As close to Liverpool as they are, and as close to Arsenal, if that makes sense.
Mm. So
we're kind of in an island on our own.
I don't know.
So you think we're closer to you?
Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
But you're disagreeing.
I didn't disagree either. I just kind of said.
You said so that means that you're skeptic of what I'm saying.
I mean, that's what you inferred, but I didn't actually.
So why are you making noises then?
I just said like,
yeah, but what does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. It's just
put the table. Okay, I'll tell you what it means. It means what you said is false.
Okay, so
sorry.
What's going on?
The table doesn't make for pretty viewing of Brianna's point.
Is it not?
Yes. I mean,
can we move on to another topic, please?
Okay.
The gap is serious. Is that what you're alluding to? I'm confused.
I'm just looking at the numbers.
The numbers. Yeah, it's like.
I mean, mathematically.
How did we even get
you
there?
You know, mathematically, you're so much closer, even to United, than like, it's Liverpool. 5 points. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think, so not in the middle. You're closer to us than you are to Liverpool.
Yeah,
but I think
that's just a fact.
I think that if Chelsea, if they play to their full ability, if Arsenal play to their full ability,
if
Liverpool play to their full ability, if Man City play to their full ability,
then what?
But if.
I think Chelsea are in the middle. I don't think that we are.
I think it will be fair to say Chelsea are ahead of Arsenal, but the gap is not as big as you guys make it out to be. Given the balance of the season, I'm talking about the season here. You can disagree if you want. You're 14 points behind Liverpool. You're 5 points ahead of Arsenal.
Okay.
The evidence is there to show.
We'll see what happens at the
but
end of the season.
Speaking on Chelsea though. No Kovacic and no Rudiger till the end of the season. Will that worry you?
Kovacic is coming back before the end of the season. I think Kovacic is crucial. That midfield without Kovacic is... Rudiger, we have to learn how to play without him. He's going, so...
How does that make you feel?
I think, for me personally, it's sad, but at the end of the day, if Rudiger wanted to stay, he would have stayed. Yeah. He was offered a contract, £200,000.
Can he sign a contract now, though?
No, before the sanctions, he was offered £200,000. And some people were saying that he was offered 230,000. If he wanted to stay, he would stay. I don't begrudge him from leaving. And I don't. And I think Chelsea, they should have started negotiations sooner. Mm. I think that's the only thing that I think they did wrong, is that they should have got serious about signing him to a good contract sooner. But they've given him a lot of money. If he wants to go to Madrid, fine. That's fair enough. Chelsea needs to find a replacement. That's the end of the story.
Free for you.
Yeah, I don't mind, because to be honest, on the Frank, I wanted him gone anyway, so good luck to him.
He can't play in the back four.
Oh, he can't play in the back four all of a sudden.
He's a back three. Wow. He's a back
Chelsea
three centre back.
Chelsea fans are shameless.
I never said that he could play in the back four. Me personally, I'm talking about myself.
Rudiger can't play in the back four anymore, apparently.
We said that about Thiago Silva too, to be fair. So
I think Thiago Silva was not as good as in the back four.
Hmm. Is that just due to age, right?
Yeah, I think if he was younger, I think he, because, and the pace of the Premier League, I think Rudiger, I think he's a very, very, very good centre-back. I've had fun with him this season. He's been, honestly, like, he actually makes me laugh. But at the end of the day, Chelsea lost, if we can survive Hazard, we can survive Tony Rudiger leaving.
Yeah.
And that's facts.
I will miss his presence, though. He's a very, like, odd character.
He's a very odd character. He does make me laugh. He's a fantastic centre-back. And I think he's had a great time at Chelsea. And I wish him luck. I think if he goes to Madrid, I think he's also successful there. But
I hope Alonso can follow him as he's leaving as well.
But in other news... a shit centre back. Andreas Christensen also seemed to be the part in Chelsea.
Oh, yes, you know.
Does that fill you with joy?
I wouldn't say joy. Look, I think the difference between them two is, I think Christensen is ungrateful a little bit because Chelsea have made him, built him into the. Again, he's another one who can't play in the back four. So you go to Barcelona and you play your little, oh, I've got a sore stomach before the beginning of the game, and then you'll see what happens.
It's my pussy hurt.
Literally. the guy isn't serious. And no, it doesn't hurt me. He can go and be whatever he wants to be. But yeah, I think Rudiger's much bigger miss than him. And I wouldn't have said that at the beginning.
In football, hindsight is a beautiful thing. Does it anger you now that the likes of Tomori are gone and Guehi, who's had an excellent season at Palace, then given that you're losing Rudiger and Christensen and you've got one Milan star?
Don't even listen.
On a free contract.
Was it Frank Lampard that made that sign-in as well? Was it on the Frank that Sarr came in?
Yeah. But honestly, Frank Lampard needs to pay for his crimes about Tomori. His treatment of Tomori, to this day, I can't understand. The thing is, the board should have sat Frank Lampard a week before. If they sat Frank Lampard a week before, Tomori stays.
No, if Tomori left a week later
yeah.
He would have stayed. Because Tuchel would have literally just kept on.
Yeah. He is the replacement for Rudiger.
Yeah.
Literally.
Because remember at the time, that's what Frank should have done. Because Rudiger was having his moments as well. And now, yeah. We actually sold him anyway. He's not alone.
There's nothing. Guehi, we can match a bid. But Guehi...
Oh, you've got first.
No, we can match...
First refusal on Guehi.
No, so if someone comes in, we can match it, basically.
Okay.
Does that mean they don't have to take your bid? Or...
No, so basically, say if Arsenal came in for Guehi, wanted him 50 million, Chelsea have the ability to also match the bids, and then it'll be up to Guehi where he wants to go.
Okay.
But I think for him, obviously, like, he wanted to go and to play first-team football. He wasn't going to get that necessarily at Chelsea. So actually, yeah, it's in hindsight, it's sad, but he wanted first-team football. And
but the Tomori one is frustrating.
The Tomori one was more avoidable. Frank Lampard absolutely ruined it, and he needs to pay for his crimes, and he probably is with Everton right now. Sorry.
Okay, the West Ham game really wasn't all that interesting to go dip and dive into. I was tired after 45 minutes.
I was almost asleep.
So
it was mentally exhausting to watch because it was just shit, and there were a lot of chances that we just weren't burying. And that's another thing I said this in the last episode I was here. We need to just sort out our finishing next season and just how we are in the final third. But
there's a lot to sort out. The new owners better come with that billion pounds.
What do you call these people? The group.
Consortium.
They were there today.
Yeah,
The American ones with the Hamilton and Serena Williams.
Honestly, like all of them, every single one of those people on that final list make me feel physically sick. All of them, every single one of them. So for me, it doesn't matter who comes in. They're all shit. Fucking shit, man. I don't care, Brianna. Like,
fucking shit, man. Before we move on, lastly, Chelsea girls, any centre-backs out there that you think could be an excellent replacement for Tony Rudiger?
Well, not a replacement. Obviously, Koundé is still on the list, still talked about. And also we have Colwill. Who's on loan to Huddersfield. Apparently he's, like, excellent. But he's about, what, 19 years old?
Yeah, he's
brilliant. I don't want a 19-year-old. We need experience.
Would you take Fofana from Leicester?
Isn't he signed a new contract?
What does that matter? When has that ever stopped you guys?
I would. Listen, we're getting American owners, so who knows? Like, it's not the same, innit? Like, it's not the same. I would take him. But realistically, are you going to get him out of Leicester? Because I think we can get him out of Leicester, then fine. I think it's on a new contract, so it's going to be quite hard.
Okay, moving on. Brianna, Julie, welcome. The last 2 weeks hasn't been pretty sad for Arsenal and Mikel Arteta. But two top six games, two back-to-back wins, 7 goals scored. What would you make of the last week for Arsenal? Whoever wants to go first.
I don't know. They've just been on a high, which is really good.
Yeah, I mean, with the Chelsea game, I think we not kind of expected it, but it was like, even Chelsea fans to themselves, like, I bet you Arsenal is going to come and then they're going to beat us anyway, just because it happens all the time. And then I didn't know that the stat, they haven't actually beaten us. Is it at Old Trafford? No, Stamford Bridge in the last...
I think it's the last four games. Our record against Arsenal.
Yeah. But yeah, I know, but I didn't actually know that was a record until I saw it. I was like, oh, crap.
The last Chelsea manager that knew how to beat us was Jose. After that...
Yeah. Didn't we beat you on the Conte?
We did.
When Hazard spun.
No, actually, it was after we lost to Arsenal. That's when we went on that run, when we went on beat.
Yeah, like November times.
Who did... But Hazard spun... Cockland.
That wasn't...
That was Jose.
That was Jose. Was the last win.
Ooh, sorry.
Threw my point there. But yeah, they've just been on a high. Didn't really expect it, I can't lie, but it's just an awesome thing to do, because then we'll probably go now and
just start losing again. Like, yeah.
Unpredictable, but as a team, they've fought back. Don't really want to give it to Mikel Arteta, but gonna have to give him his props. Done well.
Arteta
didn't even have to ask.
No, it's not. It's never gonna be Arteta in until
ever.
Until we make progress.
What progress?
That top four spot, he has to secure it. Then we can continue.
Even then, I won't be Arteta in.
I mean, shameless. Then you can probably see a vision, but for I'm now, right. It could literally slip.
Stevie Wonder.
The shades. But yeah, no. In general, I've loved it.
Brianna,
smile the week.
It's been a good week. Our players took
one time for your candles.
Yeah.
Yes.
I should have bought them.
I should have carried one of my prayer candles. Indeed, since I have been steadfast in my prayer since the Bernabeu, our fortunes have changed.
No, Brianna, you're actually bad vibes. Like, I don't think I want you on the pod next season.
Yeah, our players took the opportunity of the Easter break to do confessionals. Xhaka obviously had his interview, so did Nketiah, so did Lacazette, apparently. I didn't watch that one. And it worked for two of them, Xhaka and Nketiah, great games. Lacazette didn't play, I guess. Either way, worked in our favour.
Sorry.
What happened?
Pochettino is going to be removed as PSG coach.
Oh dear. Thanks, Jesus.
That's not a shock, though.
Conte to PSG. Tottenham. Where's your
name? I know Conte is over Tottenham already.
It's happening again.
Oh my God.
He might as well just give us the 3 points, man. If you're not going to be there, just give us the 3 points.
Right.
But sorry, back to what you were saying.
No, that's... You don't understand how relieved I am. I've wanted Poch gone for ages. Yeah, so, I mean, we played, in my opinion, we played, I'd lie if we say we played well. I'd say we played well as in...
Was this for both games?
For both games. I'd be lying if I was like, that was objectively really great football.
I think we played better in the Chelsea game than the United game.
So do I. I think the United game was horrible.
Horrible. Yeah, that was bad. But I think that we benefited from the fact that for some reason, Chelsea decided to off-pan.
No. Saar decided. Sorry, continue.
Midfield was having a bit of a mid-off that game. That was strange. I mean, you know what? Congrats to Nketiah, because, I mean, I was a sceptic, heavy sceptic. I'm still not convinced that, like, he's somebody that I'd want at Arsenal. Not that he's staying, but somebody that I want at Arsenal to, like, lead the line as our main striker. But he said, when he went in his interview, and he said, like, if you give me time, I'll show you what I can do. And so he did. Like, good for him.
Listen,
like,
you're not going to... You don't want him to be leading your line.
How much time does he actually need?
I mean, it's fair for a player to say, like, if I'm only given 8 minutes, I can't do nothing. I think that's fair. I won't begrudge him saying that. But yeah. Positive.
So the Chelsea game.
Why do you guys keep bringing it up? Like, it was almost a week ago.
No, but we haven't had a pod since. So.
Yeah, but still. Like,
when Liverpool beat us midweek and we had one on the weekend, we went back to midweek. So we're going back to midweek again. Sorry, Bri.
You cannot escape.
The Chelsea game. Do you feel like it was Arsenal pounced on Chelsea's mistakes, or we were very good in front of goal?
Pounced is a tough word.
I think it was That was a very, I didn't expect him to use that word.
Max, you said pounds, like, completely destroyed us.
Yeah,
like,
in my humble opinion, Arsenal only scored one good goal, and I think that was the Emile Smith Rowe one. I think that was very good.
Because everything else was genuinely a mistake.
It was scraps.
No, the game was shit.
Christensen. Like, what is it with Chelsea players passing the ball to our forwards at Stamford Bridge? This is the third season in a row.
Christensen probably had diarrhea at that point. Then he passed it to Saar, and Saar had diarrhea for the rest of the game.
I don't know. I think, wouldn't use the word pounce, but I think it was just like both back lines were shit. Like, they literally helped each other out when it came to the defence. Like, oh yeah, you have a turn, you have a turn. But also, I know you guys have to do the rotation thing, but there's always a pattern with Aspilicueta and our back line. And we just, again, okay, I'll use the word pounce. This time it was a pounce because they just got into his head and just rattled. But then when him and Aspilicueta, like Christensen and Aspilicueta, Aspilicueta play together with us, it just never ends well.
How would you even put
like, why
them together? It never ends well. We've
Tuchel
seen a pattern.
Went with James right centre back instead of right wing back.
Apparently, he wants to conserve James, and he's concerned about overplaying him. But my thing is, look, Aspilicueta, like, after minute two in a game, he looks exhausted.
He's
like,
old.
But I also don't think it was a penalty, by the way. I don't think it was a penalty, in my opinion. But whenever, he was horrible the whole game. Sorry, do you have something
I think it was smart play by Saka. I think Saka put himself in the way of Aspi. They were both holding each other. Then he did a little tumble and then the ref went, penalty.
I also don't think it was a penalty in the Manchester United game either. I think there was two soft penalties given to us.
What, the penalty that Saka got?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You're
Telles was so clumsy. It was clumsy.
Literally.
At the end of the day.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about
the one in the tier.
The one that, your second goal.
Yeah, that was it was Telles on Saka.
Telles came into Saka.
What it was, right? Nketiah was offside.
Yeah.
They ruled the goal offside.
Oh, that was
and then they revisited it. And at the end of the day, I think if Telles doesn't bump into Saka, Saka gets the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the penalty was given.
It's so soft. It's so soft. Oh my God.
It's not
because
soft.
They should have had a penalty at the other end. Because Cedric literally did this to the ball and Man United didn't get a penalty. Oh,
the rule books was in Arsenal's favour.
Yeah. Oh, come on. He was falling and he literally did this.
I saw that one on Twitter and I was like, that is disgraceful.
It's so disgraceful.
The rules state if the defender is falling over, even though Cedric's fall was a bit theatrical, and he puts his hand out to brace his fall.
No, that's not
he
what
he was bracing the ball going past him.
That's not what he did.
If he puts his hand out to brace from his fall, the referee then cannot give a penalty because he can't decipher whether it's him bracing himself or him handling the ball.
Okay, but he was already on the floor before he decided to touch the ball.
But can I say, he literally did look at the flick of the wrist to stop the ball going past him. It was crazy. The ref standard referee in this country is
poor
on the barrel.
But
so Brianna, did you have something to say?
I just feel like, I don't know, when it goes in our favour, like, it's a standard referee. But when I had said before the standard referee is terrible, and you were like, oh, when it was to do with Saka getting fouled, and you were like, oh, you guys didn't say this, but when Hazard was here and he was getting fouled,
again, that wasn't me.
No, but Hazard used to get fouled all the time though.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that when it's against us and I say that the standard referee is terrible, because it was definitely in that United game, you guys don't want to hear it. And when we win now, it's emphasis on how terrible the refs were. We know the refs in England are terrible. We still
won. Thinking that United game, United should have more than one penalty?
Yeah, I can't
which
know.
Which was the other one for you? I don't think.
No,
Nuno's first tackle on Elanga.
Oh, that
I don't think that's a pen.
Wait,
I think he went down too easy. That happened when we were 1-0 up.
Then no, that's not a penalty.
They went down the other end, and I think Nuno, he sort of put it was like a shove.
No,
Elanga went down. He asked for a penalty, and then there was a second one, Nuno on Elanga again, in like the 65th minute, and they
didn't
appealed for
one.
A penalty. No, they didn't get that. They got the handball. He could have given away three penalties in one game.
Yeah,
they got the handball, which there was no arguing with that one. Why is your arm there? Bruno missed it anyways. And then there was a second one. But Beatrice, you didn't watch the game. Going back to
I know what happened, but I didn't see it.
I think that was Ronaldo's best game overall, like, performance for United this season. Ronaldo.
Really? Oh, I don't know.
No.
In the league.
No. The hat-trick game wasn't better.
No, he didn't play better. He might have scored a hat-trick, but I'm just talking about his performance. His performance against Arsenal, he was dropping deep, he was linking up play, he was spraying balls to Elanga to get in behind our defence.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like stuff. I think he had a really good game. I don't think it's his best game.
I think in terms of his level of performance, like, he was the only United player that looks like, this is Arsenal, we don't lose to these guys. The rest of them were...
I agree with that. I agree that he did a lot. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, is probably one of his best performances. But I feel like if you're forced to do everyone else's job because no one else is doing their job, like, did he... Was it his best performance, sorry, as a striker?
No, I'm just like, talking about that's overall. That's
what I mean. I guess, okay, overall, yeah. That's okay, fine. But I feel like it wasn't his best performance as, like, a striker. Like, I think he's played better as a... doing his job when other people have at least helped him out.
Bruno.
We don't talk about Bruno.
You're looking at me like I'm a fan.
Okay, and then lastly, wrapping up on Arsenal then, two players stand out over the course of two games. Bree, Julie, who we got?
Can I pick one?
If you must.
Nuno.
Are that we talking about standing out? Good. Okay. Because I'm not going to lie, I did want to drag Nuno a bit, but I won't. Xhaka, for me, is one. I finally get to give him his flowers. Yay. Yeah, he played really well, especially against United. I thought that... I would say Xhaka and... I don't know. Who have you got, Julie?
I would say Odegaard.
Yeah, I think he was good against United and Chelsea.
And Chelsea both. Xhaka, I can't really give just because he wasn't that great against Chelsea, but he was amazing against United. But yeah, I don't really have a second.
See, I'm going to disagree with both of you. The Egyptian king, Mohamed Elneny.
Oh, please. I mean, if we have to pick...
I don't know about against but Chelsea.
But I think the press, if you look at the way Arsenal initiate the press... Is always Elneny is always
if
there.
You have to pick in the midfield, then you'd give it to Elneny.
Considering he hasn't started for us since December.
Literally, yeah. It's been because he has to. So.
Okay, let's wrap up with stars of the week and donkeys of the week, and then let's start with Brie.
Me. Donkey
of the week.
My little star. Start of the week, I can't remember the Arsenal game. Today, I would say Jorginho, just because of how terrible that pen was for me.
As a star?
Oh, no. Stinking donkey. Oh, my God. I don't have a star for Chelsea.
That bad? Okay. Julie?
Star of the... Oh, doing it over both games? I'll still give it Odegaard.
Yeah, and your donkey?
Donkey, Nuno Tavares.
Timo.
Donkey is definitely, size. Just, but can I think, the second donkey's got to be Jorginho.
Two donkeys.
Yeah, two donkeys. Okay. The third donkey. Three donkeys. That's got to be, the third donkey's got to be Azpilicueta. And then star, I'm going to say the manager just because everyone else is absolutely terrible.
Brianna?
What did you look at me?
I don't know why she looked at me.
Just wondering who you're going to say.
Star of the week for me, I'm not going to have any opportunity to say this. I might as well say Xhaka for agenda purposes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he did come out and he had his little interview and he said what he needed to say. And it was great for him to get that moment with the fans where he scored and played really well with United, against United. Donkey of the week, Nuno Tavares. I have never seen somebody score and be simultaneously so bad in one match in my life. And I think that if the referee wasn't more of a donkey than him, he would have been off. And I'm thankful that he was more of a donkey than Tavares.
Speaking of going off, though, before we wrap up, should Bruno Fernandes have been sent off against Arsenal?
Yes, 100%. Not to be the if it was Xhaka person, but if it was Xhaka, he's under the jail.
Same with the Chelsea game as well. Mason Mount.
What did Mason Mount do? Talking about
studs up.
Oh my gosh.
He only got one yellow.
Arsenal fans crying. Tears. I agree. You won the game.
I'm not crying.
I'm not crying. I'm just saying.
Beatrice, even though you don't watch your team a lot.
I still know who the donkeys are.
Who's your donkey of the week?
Bruno Fernandes, the first donkey.
That's surprising.
For missing the pen and also just being crap. I didn't watch it, but I know. The second donkey, Harry Maguire.
I can't really blame him much.
He didn't play, but the audacity of him.
Can we talk about
that situation?
Yeah.
What situation?
You're not going to do a star of the week.
There's a star.
The Maguire, the bomb threat, do you think it was good to sit him out of the Arsenal game?
I think he got sat out because he had the audacity to say that he's still getting chosen. So.
Yeah, he deserved it. He deserved it.
Because he's not good. I don't know why he thinks he's talking like he is.
But football fans need to relax.
No, the football fans need to relax. Man. But I feel like, actually, I don't know. Prior to me seeing that it was an email, I thought it was an actual, like, maybe letter through the door, something of that sort. But I don't know how they got his email, but if it's
that's a random fan
sending an email, like, I think players have probably gotten similar things or worse things. We don't know what players are getting in their DMs and stuff like that.
I genuinely have a feeling it's probably like a 15 or a 16-year-old that's doing
this. What I'm saying, it could be like a troll. Like,
yeah, it's definitely a troll.
I'm not gonna
justifying it.
Yeah, I'm not justifying it, but yeah. I'm saying like we don't know the level of things that football players are getting. Yeah. They're getting all sorts of threats. They just don't come out and say it, do they?
I'm not gonna lie. I feel like obviously this is very terrible, but ever since Maguire got booed, there's been like this concerted effort to make him out as if he's been really downtrodden.
How did
the media even find out about this email?
So apparently, the guy that works for your club, who also worked for the Sun, was the one that reported it.
Someone told him though.
Have we seen the content?
I'm just thinking in my head, mm-hmm. like if. Someone in Maguire's team leaked that to the press. Why?
Because they want, as Bree said, they want him to be the victim. But yeah. the problem is, Maguire hasn't been good all season.
Yeah.
Like, he hasn't been good. And he doesn't deserve for his family to be threatened. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, no.
But the fact that you had Tottenham Hotspurs coming about in solidarity because he got booed is ridiculous. It is honestly ridiculous. Gone. This is a guy who got arrested in Greece and then had some wild story. Like, he's not a saint. Like, Harry Maguire needs to take responsibility in the fact that he's been absolutely terrible this season.
But he won't.
Because the media will protect him.
Yep.
I think even the other day, one of the post-game reactions, it was either Roy Keane or one of them that came out and said, we've been told to take it easy on him.
Can you actually imagine?
Yet Pogba is there taking, right. has been taking bullets all, for 6 years.
Pogba's house got robbed,
literally,
the other day.
Yeah.
Whilst his kid, I saw his kids were there. Yeah. And
the way, like, did they really even...
There was no, nothing about it. But, you know, we all know what that is. We won't get into that today. Mm. That wraps up that. So, everyone have a good evening and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.